Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. And we will start as always by introducing ourselves, and here is the magical CC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is the magical DC Love. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. My journey started with cookies flying off the countertop, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice. Listen, I'm so glad that I did, because this propelled me forward onto this amazing path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Psychics and Mediums. As well, I've been published in some of the books. This part of my journey, you know, has been sudden. It's unexpected, changed the course of my life forever. And since, you know, this happened, I've never looked back. I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement. I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love and strength. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and I was walking past the TV, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked around and, you know, began to notice there was nobody there but me. So, of course, I said, "I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. I think you better find someone else." So, lo and behold, about 5 or 6 hours later, Joan came back. She wasn't satisfied with that answer, and she actually threatened me. But the funnier thing is we've been together ever since. And I, you know, after a long time of Joan, you know, demanding that I add her to my team, I did add her to my team. And I also realized, you know what, she is divine, and I'm so glad to have her with us. So Joan has left the door open on the other side, and those there, they walk through it continually. It's almost like a revolving door. Amazing. My chance encounter with her is even more amazing because it has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine. And it helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here, you know, on radio connecting with everyone and bringing my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people. But if you want the cliff notes, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I live to. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. So are you still?
You're welcome, Barbara. There's still some like noise in the background. So are you able to hear it?
No, I'm not. It sounded like
pausing
sentence and then you would stop, like you were waiting for it to catch up to you.
Yeah, to catch up. Yeah. So hopefully, like if I do it this way, I actually understand what I'm saying.
But I'm not hearing any echo on my part, which apparently is normal.
Yeah, that's okay. We're just going to go with the flow. It's okay. No worries.
Oh. Okay, so I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a soul contract rewriter, an energy upcycling practitioner, a freedom and empowerment life coach, a dear innate practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author, and a bunch of other things. And what my purpose, my mission has been about is learning the truth of who I am, the truth of what life is about, the truth of what I am capable of, instead of living a life of limitations and restrictions, I am living a life of freedom. And that has brought about enormous changes in every aspect of my life. And I'm still going through these beautiful changes, and I help other people to go through these changes. So if you are looking for more freedom in your life and a greater understanding of who you actually are, then I encourage you to connect with me, because that's what I do. If you want to learn more about what I do, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Okay, DC, it's time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I have, I was guided a few days ago to post something on Facebook. And this was a question. What do you see when you look in the mirror? So I did receive a number of answers. Some of them were really nice, some were happy, and then there were others that were really sad. And I channeled a little message. And this is for everyone that, you know, the mirror, and, you know, they didn't like what they saw. They didn't appreciate their beautiful reflection. So it's time to appreciate your reflection. Each of us are divine creations. We are all special and unique. And remember, you are enough. Some barely recognize their reflection. Some feel depressed, unworthy. And some people look in the mirror when they're maybe combing their hair or brushing it or maybe putting on their makeup or brushing their teeth, and they don't even take the time to look at their own self-image. When you feel negative emotions or sadness, all of those emotions that do not serve you, remember, they are not your truth. They are not the truth. That's an indication that you need to go within and connect with the Creator and listen to your messages. We wouldn't, you know, easily agree with someone else who judges us like we sometimes judge ourselves. And at times we judge because we think others judge us too. Can you believe that there are humans in the world that never saw their face, their beautiful smile, or their amazing eyes? Some don't even know the color of hair. Some were able to see the reflection better. But do you realize how hard it is to see reflection in the water? You really don't get a clear picture. You've got to remember that everyone is perfectly imperfect. That's right. Everyone is perfectly imperfect. Please, don't avoid that person in the mirror. That amazing reflection never judges you. So it's time to start over and learn to love the reflection in the mirror. So with that being said, Barbara, I'm excited to ask you if you can channel message as well to those that don't like what they see in the mirror when they look at themselves.
Okay, do you want that now?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. My beloved, we want you to understand that what you see in the mirror is not all that you are. There are so much more to you that the mirror will never show. If you really want to know who you are, then close your eyes. Place your hand on your heart. Take a nice deep breath. And ask, who am I? And you will hear the answer that is right for you. So each of you will have a different answer to this question. But we will give you an example now. We will have Barbara Grace put her hands over her heart and ask, who is she? And this is the answer we give to her. You are beautiful. You are amazing and wonderful. You are filled with love and light and laughter. You are here to help this world come back to that beautiful state of love. And let go of the seriousness, the restrictions, the limitations, all of the obligations and duties of life. And that is why you are letting go of these things in your life. Because you are becoming what you are showing others. So when you see yourself in the mirror, remember that you are not just a physical being. There is divinity within you. There is love within you. There is creative within you. And so look deeply into your eyes and you look into the mirror. Because they will show you the essence from your soul. And that is very different than physical appearance. So remember that your physical appearance does not actually matter. It is who you are inside. Because you are projecting that energy out into the world. And no matter what your physical appearance is, you are loved. You are always loved. And you will always be loved. So how can you do anything less than you? Okay, that's what she wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara. Really beautiful.
Okay, did you have any more messages you wanted to give?
Yes, I always have messages. Oh, geez, Barbara, it's that again. And you can't hear that?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to, like I said, slow down a little bit and let my higher self catch up, I guess, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here's the other message. Blessings, beloved one. I am Archangel Jeremiah. I am known as the Angel of Hopeful Visions and Dreams. My name means God's mercy. I can help you to change your life for the better as you realize what God would like to fulfill your divine life purpose. If you want to get to know yourself better on a soul level, prepare to do the work involved, call upon me. I can help you to evaluate your life and do it without harsh judgment. You could have done things differently, and learning from past mistakes. This is when the healing can occur, helping you to connect to life on a more profound level, move forward in a positive direction. Also, I can help you to look inward and see all the beautiful qualities that you may have overlooked as you connect with the light within, developing your unique skills and talents. I will remain by your side and help manifest your dreams, and will not allow anything to disrupt your mission. I am here to accompany you on your journey. Invite me to join you today. Beloved ones, I can help you press in your abilities and to tap into your consciousness, allowing you to see what you are truly capable of as you connect with your higher self. You need clarity while contemplating career decisions. I will assist you in making the right choices to help you move forward with confidence. You will have flawless vision as you achieve your goals. If you are contemplating health issues, you can call upon me and I will help you in that area as well. I will be there and encourage you daily to make choices that will benefit you as well as bring an overall as you continue to stay on your path. If there are times when life has you down and maybe you cannot cope, call upon me and I will be right by your side. I will guide you from a negative mindset, help you to see all that life has to offer. Please allow me to come in and help. When you hold the intention of connecting, I will be right there with you, beloved. You can tell me anything that is weighing heavily upon your heart. I will help you clear up any confusion, and I will intercede on your behalf if needed. I am here anytime you want to connect, and assisting you is of utmost importance. I am Archangel Jeremiah. And those are my messages for today, Barbara.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm being told to stop trying to do two things at once. Do one. Okay. Here is a message that is flowing to me in this moment. And this one is, that last message about looking in the mirror was from Athena. I know they did mention her name. This message is coming from Jesus. So here we go. We ask that you stop. Just stop. At various times throughout your day, just stop. And when you stop, notice how you feel. Check in with yourself to see how you really feel. Most people go through the motions of life, but they never really pay attention to how it feels. You may find that when you stop and actually connect with your own self in every way, the thing that you are doing is not something that you really want to do or need to do. And yes, that you stop and really be present when you are talking to others, when you are feeding yourself, when you are reaching the end of your day, and preparing to sleep. Just stop and see how you feel. Many of you have problems with sleep. You find that when you lie down at the end of the day, you just cannot seem to get there. And you think that if you stop and you actually pay attention to how you feel and allow yourself to process those feelings, then you can end your day instead of carrying your problems, your worries, your doubts, your fears into your sleep time. Stop and let yourself know what it is you are feeling. And you can decide whether or not you want to continue to feel that way, whether or not you even need to feel that way, whether or not the feelings are actually yours. Because remember that if you are an empathic person, and most everybody is to some degree, then you feel feelings that are not yours. Let them go. Let them go anytime you stop and notice them. Let them go. Others do not benefit from you feeling their feelings. It doesn't make their life better in any way, shape, or form. You're not taking part of the load off of them. You are simply adding the load onto you. They are still going to feel what they feel. And now you are going to feel it too. It's time to start living your own life and to really live it in every moment, not just go through the motions. So stop several times every day and ask yourself, what do I feel? Is this feeling mine? Do I want to continue to feel this way? And if you don't, simply say, dear mate, I let go. And that gives you the freedom to move forward with your own life, to create what you desire, to feel your own feeling, and to have the freedom to be you. So let this become a habit for you to just stop and to start living again. We love you. Okay, that's what you wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara.
Yes, I agree. All right, so it is time for us to, wait, first have to open the chat room. And now we will take questions from our callers. So if you have a question, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. When you call in, if you want to talk to us, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we can see the icon on the studio board and know that you have a question. If you are in the chat room, if you've logged in, then you can type a question and we will get to you. Yes, we will get to you. Okay. Our first caller is a 111 number. Let's see who the 111 person is. Hello.
You unmuted me, but you sound so garbled, anointed one. I want to make a suggestion that if when that what you are mute, what if you cutting the other one mute, and maybe that'll clear it up. I don't know if you can even hear me, because it sounds like...
I always mute when I'm not, I always mute.
Oh, that's not the solution, then.
And everything sounds fine to me. I don't know why you guys are hearing something different.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. You have to slow down and then try to catch up on our side. So I don't know what is going on. It's,
well, you just
the
message dead and
dead. Barbara, you know what? Do us a favor. Mute for 1 second, and I'm going to talk to Quinn for 1 second, and we'll see if that helps, okay? Okay, Quinn, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, that's what it is.
Loud and clear, yes. Okay, so it's coming from Barbara's end. Okay. Okay, so what I got was a message, I guess, for you and for everyone, and it was just accepting life on its terms and to stop fighting things. And look what you did. You solved the problem for us by calling in. Aren't you amazing?
Well, I'm glad I had the solution. And I spoke.
Yes, you brought that magical, I don't know, that bag of magic with you, and you did. You cleared up, you know, the issue for us. So, but I'm getting, you know, the message was for you as well. Is there something that you're not accepting, you know, on life's terms? Not your terms, but life's terms. So that you're not, like, trying to fight anything. You're going with the flow. And... you know, and realizing, hey, you know what it is, and this is the way that life is supposed to be, you know?
Well, that's possible, because I have encountered some experiences, some interactions with people I prefer not to have met.
Okay.
who are in positions of power, who clearly don't listen, who misuse their power, and it's really, if that's the way life wants it, I don't know. I don't like it, and it does annoy me.
But you know what,
Queen? Go ahead.
Ginger is saying just take a deep breath and realize that this too shall pass.
And it shall, and I'm working on it.
Yeah, and, you know, even though it's something that you really don't prefer to, you know, have to go through, we do realize that as we're going through, you know, this uneasy time, that there are lessons to be learned, and it really helps us to grow, you know, to grow forward. So everything, you know, whether it's good or bad, teaches us something.
I agree.
Okay. And Ginger is just saying, wow, look at Queen, that energy that you have right now, it's totally amazing.
Hi,
Ginger. I mean, you've just, she's saying hi. She's telling me she hasn't gone for a ride for a while, so she would like to go for a ride with you.
Tomorrow, we're on. I'll be going out.
Beautiful.
I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling, Ginger, in the car, so, you know, get your buckle up and get ready, because I'm taking all y'all with me.
Wow. That sounds amazing, Queen. Very, very cool.
Yes, I'm excited about hitting the road and seeing new places, new faces, new experiences. Yes.
You know what? She's showing me a bird, and I don't know. I said, Ginger, is it a hawk? And she's saying an osprey, O-S-P-R-E-Y. So I don't know if that's like sort of like a hawk.
What was the word?
Are you there? Osprey, O-S-P-R-E-Y.
O-S-P-R-E-Y. I don't know, but yeah, I'll write it down.
O-S-P-R-E-Y. Yeah, it's coming in for you to really look over the possibilities that you have before you. And whatever, like, really is, you know, in your heart and what it is that you are resonating with presently. And don't be afraid to go after it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Also, like on a physical level, like I myself, like Ginger saying, it has to do with like what you're eating. I can't eat fish. I don't know if you like fish.
I do.
Okay. So are you getting enough of like the nutrients from the fish in your diet?
from the fish. I don't know, but I definitely take a lot of vitamins and minerals, and I've recently been making a lot of green smoothies. I mean, I've been, yeah, so I'm on it.
Beautiful. Yeah, because I'm getting, you know, like your, you know, the nutrients, your diet, all of that is really important because you're going to be using a lot more of your creative energy than before, and you're going to be channeling these energies that you are, you know, that are coming through, and you're going to be putting it out there in your work, Queen. And have you been making any jewelry lately?
I'm in my studio now. I'm getting ready to start doing, like, Instagram and using PayPal, and, YouTube, et cetera, and start promoting my creation. So, yes, I'm in that vibe. I'm in that vibe now.
All right. Well, that's why she mentioned all those beautiful nutrients, because you're going to be using more of that amazing energy.
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm ready.
She knows that you're taking all those vitamins and different things. She's also saying, are you taking some spiritual herbs that will help you as well?
Literal herbs or spiritual communication or both?
She's saying like sort of like herbs that have spiritual properties.
That's a question I have to ponder.
Okay. Well, as we know, like chamomile, that will help you to attract abundance. Okay. And she's saying, you know, fennel tea maybe. Okay. And to focus on, you know, to focus on your journey and to focus on helping others. And when you drink it, it gives you like a spiritual infusion. And, you know, and you relax a little bit too as well. And she's saying, don't forget ginger. We all know that ginger is amazing, right? Because ginger,
yes,
you know, even in a tea form, it releases anger. It releases frustration. It also helps to let go of, you know, things that we don't need that no longer serve us and bring us back into balance. So she's saying, like, look into those different herbs, lavender, lemongrass, you know, peppermint, rose tea, saffron, there's a lot of them. So she's saying, you know, maybe just, you know, check those out as well, Queen, okay?
All right. Some of them I take. I have fennel seeds. I'll make me some water when I go back in the house, and I have lavender, like I have pounds of lavender. So,
okay.
So I am taking some of that.
That's
I'll take
beautiful.
More.
Yeah,
I'll
no, that's
more.
That's really, really wonderful. And I think that, you know, it will help as well because your journey, it just feels like what you're doing now feels more intense than it was, if that makes sense to you. It's just,
it is.
I mean, I feel like energy is more intense.
It is. I'm living on a higher vibration. I'm coming. Like
yes,
a,
yes, I see that, you know. And I feel it, too.
Rumpelstiltskin waking up, you know, I've been sleeping.
Okay, that's okay. You've been doing an amazing job. I mean, it's totally
Thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you.
And I'm wondering, ginger is showing me a red robin. Does that have specific meaning to you, Queen?
They come around. I see lots of them around me, around where I live. Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like they're with you. And one of the meanings would be, you know, is don't forget to release, you know. Release maybe something that you're holding on to and, you know, and to rejuvenate, okay? Anything that's been holding you back, maybe some things that have happened, you know, with others and there's a little bit of unhappiness, let it go, okay? But I do feel like with the, as well, you're experiencing a new beginning. In some aspect of your life, you're awakening even more, you're growing, you're expanding, and you are inspiring so many others with all that you do and all the energy that you put out there, Queen.
Thank you. You have
so
said
embrace,
something. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Queen? Oh, no, I just said it's, you know, it's a time to embrace this time, you know, and just, you know, if things present themselves, don't overlook them, you know. And the Robin is saying, you know, pay attention, keep looking around, and, you know, always remember that you are so lucky, you are blessed, and you are, and we're blessed as well. And allow as much joy and happiness into your life as possible, Queen.
Will do, doing it. And yesterday after that encounter, well, not directly after, but after after the that experience, I went to a place that's become very, very sacred to me. And it's, there's water, trees, you know, sometimes I have it almost to myself. And sometimes there's a few people. But while I was sitting in this gazebo that's there, often there just for me, I had my hand sitting on the railing, in the back of it. And you had told me butterflies were going to be around me. Well, I haven't seen many butterflies this year yet, but a butterfly came and sat on my hand, on my fingers. And it stayed there for a long time. I mean, I was able to look at, you know, the little fingers and the eyes, and it was deep. When I tried to take a video of it, of course, my camera wasn't allowing me to do it. But I just wanted to put that out there because that was so, I was like, yeah, you know, it was, and it was saying to me transformation because the butterfly, as we know, from one,
well,
you know,
it's such a, you know, like an amazing synchronicity that you're talking about this, you know, butterfly, because when I originally spoke of the butterfly, I had seen a black butterfly with beautiful pink and white spots on it, and that butterfly was around this morning again. As I was outside for a little bit, I saw the same beautiful black butterfly, and it resonates with a spiritual breakthrough. And maybe, you know, you're at a crossroads right now. And anything that's in the darkness will come to light. And this is a time of approaching rebirth for you.
I accept that.
Yeah, so I saw that beautiful, beautiful butterfly again. And I haven't seen that butterfly since the last time we talked about the butterfly. So that was truly amazing.
Interesting. I'm going to send you a picture of a black and white. I hope I still have it somewhere. That I took a couple
beautiful.
Of years ago that let me get close to it. That thank you, DC Love.
Well, you know what? I thank you, and I'm honored that you called in, and I'm going to mute myself so that Barbara could step forward, okay? Thank you,
all
Queen.
Right.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Barbara, are you with us? You can unmute.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. And the first thing I'm supposed to tell you is that an osprey is a type of hawk.
Of what?
Hawk.
A hawk. Okay.
So even though they don't call them hawks, they are hawks.
Got it.
Thank you. You are welcome. And who do you want to connect with today?
You know, let the hawk speak.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let me connect with her because the dynamic duo is coming forward. The dynamic duo came forward on Sunday evening. That's Pele and Callie. So they are the dynamic duo. And they're very intense. Okay, let's see what the hawk. Okay. And she is saying that she can work with Callie and Pele and be a dynamic trio, if you like, or she can be alone. Choice is choice is yours.
Three.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. We represent the power in you. The power in you. That beautiful power that allows you to soar, to do what you choose to do, to be seen, to be known, and to never have to back down. Because you know what you are creating in your life. You know what your choices are. And nobody else has any power over you. Not ever. So as you are doing the things that you are doing, creating the life that you are creating, you will always do what is for your highest good first. And this does not mean that you diminish others. But it does mean that you never diminish yourself. And that is more important than most people realize. Being who you are does not require that you back down. It gives you the freedom to stand tall. Your own truth and your own knowing, and to allow others to stand tall as well. You're not trying to say that they are less because you are more. It's not a competition. It's never a competition. Don't make it a competition. Even when you are doing something that is considered competitive, it is still not a competition. You are simply being the best that you are in every moment. And allowing the others to be the best that they are. And that's really all there is to it. So when you are choosing what to do next in your life, stand in your power. Do what is for your highest good. And let everything else go. And don't forget, you are here to soar, to ride the wind, to be part of the never-ending motion of life. Be you. Okay, that was the message.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I want to sit and thank you, all three of you, all four of you. I wanted to share something about the hawk. I knew it was connected to Egypt, to Kemet, and I'm just going to read this. If you mute your phone, then it might be clearer.
Okay.
Horus, Heru, Egyptian, Kemetic, in the religion, a god in the form of a falcon, whose right eye was the sun or morning star, representing power and quintessence, and whose left eye was the moon and or evening star, representing healing. The hawk is depicted in this presentation. I knew, I could see it when DC was talking. It just, I had to double check. And I've been double checking myself a lot. Double dots. I need to know I know what I know. But anyway, I'll get there, like right now. Thank you. It's clear to me. So it's the muting for now. And thank you, my sisters. Much love. and everything that your heart desires and more. Namaste.
Namaste, Queen.
Namaste to you too.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, DC, Queen was our only caller today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Mercury in retrograde is over, but the inner soul change, and from what I understand, to continue, Barbara. But also, this is a time to really, you know, to think about, you know, what we are desiring. And to do things, you know, to get things done, we have to do them for ourselves. And, you know, if there's issues, really, you know, look into the issues. And a lot of people, like now, because cities, you know, are opening up all over the country and everything, they're sort of, you know, thinking about things differently, that the pandemic, you know, gave them a chance to think. And they're seeing life from a different perspective. Isn't that amazing? So maybe the people that, like, appreciate life, I mean, they are appreciating it much more. So I make sure that everyone realizes, you know, you've got to think about what it is you want to do. And if there's, you know, different things that are going on, you know, you're the one that has to really, like, look into them to help yourself to go forward. And like I said, there's people that they had so much time to think about their life that they're actually, Barbara, going in a different direction. So I think that's, you know, that might be, like, a little bit of a silver lining with all of the craziness with the pandemic.
You know, this muting and unmuting is hard to get the timing right, because by the time I unmute, you've moved on, and the gap for me to talk is already, it's gone.
You know, Barbara, like I said, you know, if you have a channeled message in regard to, like I said, the energy is to be raised, but it's going to help everybody to really, you know, what's going on in their lives. And they have to, you know, they have to think themselves, you know, to really forward. But this is a time of reflection. A lot of people, like, that are reflecting, and they're seeing life, like differently, the way they probably would not have. And they're thinking about, like I said, going forward in a whole brand new way. So if you have a channeled message, that would be amazing.
So that is kind of what the channeled message from Athena and the channeled message from Jesus were about.
Actually
taking the time to connect with your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make a huge difference for anyone who does it. And maybe this whole blog talk thing is a part of us connecting with what we are doing and what we are saying to the people who are calling in.
Yes.
So it's about bringing us more clarity.
Yes, I feel that, Barbara. That's why I think I had gotten that question, you know, and to sit with it for a couple of days and get a couple of responses and then, you know, allow us to, you know, pull a message, you know?
Yeah.
But I am getting, like, emotions still running as high as they were previously with Mercury in retrograde, and we're still, don't get into any kind of conference. It's best now to just, you know, walk away. Not, you know, don't get caught up in, like, you know, all the craziness, because the energy is still, you know, it's not the normal energy. And a lot of people are still saying they're so tired at this time.
Well, we just need to always do what is for our highest good in every moment, and to let ourselves be the focus of our lives, and to realize that this doesn't take away from other people, it doesn't diminish them. It actually takes your relationships to a higher level, because you are coming from the truth, from your own heart. And that's what's important.
Yes. It's always important to take care of yourself first. Or, you know, like with us, we wouldn't be able to help others if we don't take care of us.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, what a beautiful show, Barbara. You know, do a little something nice for you today and enjoy the rest of the day.
I will, and you too.
Thank you. I look forward to connecting again on Thursday.
Me too.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.